Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting second, the first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting third, the left fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth, the catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Harry Burchin. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Harry Burchin. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting second, the right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third, the first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Ed McGee. Batting eighth, the catcher, Ray Murray. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Harry Bird. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Harry Bird. And now, play ball. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Krahoski moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a pop-up towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wertz. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Philly moves to third. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Philly scores. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Courtney for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. McGee reaches second base with a double. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McGee moves to third. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McGee scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats DeMaestri for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Burchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burchin hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards second. Michaels scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Philly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burchin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McGee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Burchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burchin is 0-for-1 in the game. Burchin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bird strikes out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burchin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Philly hits a pop-up towards third. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Wirt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevens fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wertz hits a fly ball into left field. Valo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-2 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McGee hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Edwards. Murray reaches second base with a double. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Murray moves to third. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-3 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young strikes out. One out. Dick Kokos pinch hits for Harry Burchin. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wertz. Philly reaches second base with a double. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. Michaels hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krahoski hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 3 in the game. Edwards hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirtz strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.